好，弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
Brother and sister, peace be with you.
我们感谢神，今天有十位的弟兄姐妹能够真是找到人生最重要的一个步骤，就是他们成为神的儿女。
We thank to the Lord that we celebrate 10 brothers and sisters taking their most important step to be baptized in the Lord.
我相信神一定会祝福他们。
I believe the Lord will bless them abundantly.
他们的人生会有起伏，但是只要他们在主里头，我相信他们总是会蒙福。
They may have up and downs in their life, but they will be blessed indeed in the Lord.
今天呢，我要跟弟兄姐妹，因为这礼拜四就是感恩节
Because this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving.
我们应该思想一个题目，就是向神感恩的心。
We might be ponder upon how do we have a grateful heart?
我的两个儿女带着孙女们都会回家跟我一起吃饭。
My two children, grown adult children, will bring their kids to come back.
我在睡觉前都会想到，不只是我们在一起的喜乐的吃饭，我会想数算一下神的恩典。
I think about how we may just not think about the happiness being together, but we should ponder the blessing of the Lord.
我觉得做一个基督徒如果你不是基督徒，你没有这个机会，做一个你也没有这个明白。但是作为一个基督徒，如果我们常常保有向神感恩的心，我们的生命会不一样，会更加的蒙福。
I believe as Christians, we should continue and always be grateful, and I think that will help us to be more blessed in the Lord.
我不是说我的生命都是很顺利，有时候我也会为我的儿女们忧虑。
It's not like our lives are always smooth. I even worry for my adult children.
我也会为我的一些孙辈们忧虑。
I even think about my grandchildren for their
problems. 更不要提到我要为教会忧虑。
And I may even worry for the church.
有时候我的身体也不健康，我也忧虑。
And I worry about my own health too.
但每次我祷告的时候，睡觉的时候，我就会想到感，作为一个就能够感恩，就真的是不一样了。
And yet, every day before I go to bed, I ponder upon the blessing of the Lord too.
因为这种感恩真的是让我在调整过，我生命就更有力量，更有盼望，更有平安。所以我可以持续的在主里喜乐。
I think being thankful every day helps me to give me strength and to face what's coming.
而这也是神的旨意。
And I believe being grateful is God's will.
所以今天我要用圣经一段经文来思想为什么向神感恩这么重要。
And I will be using some scriptures today to encourage all of us why it is important to be grateful.
我们要看的经文，我这个突然不 work 是不是没电还是怎么样？还是没有？来了啊！民数记旧约的一卷书叫民数记。
In the book of Numbers, yes.
好，民数记是记载以色列从埃及本来是奴隶出来，在旷野漂流的一段时间。
The Numbers describe how the Israelites been in the desert in the time after they left Egypt.
这里就六节经文我来读，读完我请菲比姐妹用英文再读一次啊。
And there is only six verses.
对，众百姓发怨言。他们的恶语达到耶和华的耳中，耶和华听见了就怒气发作，使火在他们中间焚烧，直至到营的边界。百姓向摩西哀求，摩西祈求耶和华，火就熄了。第三节，那地方便叫做他贝拉，因为耶和华的火烧在他们中间。他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心，以色列人又哭又嚎，哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？我们记得在埃及的时候，不花钱就吃鱼，也记得有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱、蒜。现在我们的心血枯竭了，除这玛拿以外，在我们眼前并没有什么别的。”东西好，我们请菲比姐妹。
Okay, this will be from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 1-6. And the people complained in the hearing of the Lord about their misfortunes. And when the Lord heard it, his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some outlying parts of the camp. Then the people cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So the name of that place was called Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned upon them. Now the rebels was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, "Oh, that we had meat to eat. We remember that the fish we ate in Egypt that cost nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our strength is dried up, and there's nothing at all but the manna to look at."
好，这段经文大家如果仔细看，就记载以色列人虽然神拯救他们，就像我们今天我们成为基督徒啊，我们已经认识主，也有他做我们的事，可是他们的生命，你看到没有，还是有困难的。
These verses remind us that even though the Lord has rescued them from Egypt, it seems like they still felt there are problems in their life.
他们仍然不喜乐。
They were still not joyful.
他们在那边抱怨。
They were still complaining.
我们想看看，如果我们做一个基督徒，常常抱怨呢？
If we think that as Christian we complain all the time,
那并不是神要我们活的一种喜乐平安的生命，是不是？
I don't think God designed or desires to live like that.
我们要承认，有时候我们真的很容易抱怨。
We have to admit, yes, we do complain easily.
有时候我们在家里夫妻之间彼此抱怨。
Sometimes between husband and wife, we complain to each
other. 我们抱怨我们的儿女。
We complain about our children.
常在有时候我们在办公室里面，同事之间常常抱怨。
And even maybe at work, you complain among coworkers.
但是不是神拯救我们要我们活出的生命。
But that's not God's will for us.
他要我们在艰难困难中，我们仍然可以有喜乐有力量，是不是？
God's will for us is to have strength in Him despite our circumstances.
为何以色列人抱怨？
Why did the Israelites complain?
如果我们仔细看这段经文，专门就讲到他们的光景，成为神的儿女之后，生命还没有喜乐平安，还我不是说我们都顺利，但神给我们有力量的，他们却是抱怨。如果你仔细看前面三节讲一般的状况
，Well, if we look at these verses, we will come to some points of why would they.
前面一到三节没有讲什么原因抱怨，只是讲说众百姓发怨言，而且讲到他们在旷野，就是成为这样的人。
If you look at the first three verses, it didn't describe why they were complaining, but they just did complain.
然后神很不喜乐他们这样子的不好好的跟随他，不感恩的生命，所以特别记载圣经说，后来那个名字取名叫他贝拉，他贝拉就是被火焚烧的意思。
And so the Lord was angry with their being complaining. That's why the place had God's fire burned them down. It's called Tabor.
圣经在提醒我们基督徒，抱怨其实是很影响我们生命。
The Bible reminds us that complaining really affects your life.
然后四到六节，他们中间有闲杂人，因为起贪心，那么以色列人，我等一下我解释，就又抱怨，然后呢，神。摩西又怎么回答他们？他们怎么抱怨？所以四到六节仔细解释他们抱怨的一个例子。我们要来仔细分析为什么不感恩，为什么抱怨。
From verse 4 to 6, it just gave us an examples and how among them why they complain and how Moses replied to them.
所以很显然，上帝在告诉我们一个心意：向神感恩的心是很重要的。
So God continues to speak to us that it is very important to be thankful to the Lord.
要不然我们会成为像以色列这样被神拯救，可是生命却不能喜乐，满有抱怨。
We might become like the Israelites, even though we were rescued from Egypt, but we'll continue to complain.
好，所以我们要来仔细看看为何以色列人抱怨，为何他们不能感恩。这里我有四点要跟大家很快的分享。
There are 4 points that we will share about why did the Israelites complain.
第一个就是他们忘记主的恩典。
First, they
主的好处。
Forgot the goodness of the Lord.
我们的神是何等的美好，我们当基督要常常思想，不能忘记的。
Our God is so good, we cannot forget His goodness to us.
你看第四节，他们中间闲杂人大起贪欲的心。等一下我要再解释他们这些人是谁，为什么叫起贪欲的心，会有影响。以色列人哭嚎说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？”
So in the verse 4, they say there are some rebels that has strong craving, and then later on, the Israelites complain like we have nothing to eat, we have no meat.
他们说：“谁给我们肉吃？”他们好像忘记有位上帝这么美好，这么爱他们，拯救他们， 他们还甚至忘谁给我们肉，谁帮助我们呢？他忘记这位神的好处。
So when the Israelites says, "Oh, who gave us meat?" They forgot who is the one who have been helping them.
他说闲杂人起贪欲的心，贪欲就是说我对任何东西喜好到个地步，认为比上帝更好才会贪欲，到这个地步。
I think the people who complain.The Bible says strong craving, as though it's like some kind of greed. You have greed in your life, you forget the goodness of the Lord.
所以这里告诉我们一个做一个原则，我们基督徒千万不要只是说我信耶稣，我们要不断认识耶稣，知道他是怎么样的多么的好处，要去经验，要去知识上认识，我们才会感恩。
So as Christians, in order to be thankful, we don't just believe in the Lord, but we need to know Him personally.
对这些以色列人，其实他们有很多知识跟经验已经可以感恩的了，知道上帝是何等的美好。
Actually, Israelites have much knowledge of the Lord who helped them. They should be able to be thankful.
想想他们本来是在埃及当奴隶。
Imagine they were slaves in Egypt.
然后法老王看到他们这些以色列很努力工作很兴旺的时候，就故意要把他们的生的孩子都丢到河里，要逼迫他们，他们等于像亡国奴一样。
When they were slaving in Egypt, Pharaoh thought they were thriving, so the first thing he did was to kill the firstborn male among them.
然后他们手无寸铁，可是上帝借着神迹异能，如果大家仔细看出埃及记，用十个灾害去刑罚法老埃及的国王，使得最后法老终于肯让他们离开埃及，自己到自己的地方。
And even the Israelites did not have anything on their hands to fight back, but the Lord used the 10 plagues to lead them out of Egypt.
然后我们想看看他们到出了埃及，到那个西乃，今天的以色列南边的旷野，那里根本就是干旱的地方，在那里上帝却从天上降下玛拿，并且 每次他们没有水抱怨的时候，上帝就让他们的领袖摩西说有一个矿石，那里有水，你打把矿石打破，里面水就出来，所以上帝就这样供应他们。
Even when they went to Mount Sinai and in the desert where there's no food, and God fed them with manna, and when there's no water, God called out water from the rock.
然后如果大家知道历史，他们在历史里头，在埃及出来之后，他们还常常甚至于到西乃山的地方，他们还造一个假神，造金牛犊。他们说：“哎呀，这位耶和华我不要信了。”因为他让我们在这边挨饿，然后他们就去拜埃及的神，神很愤怒，但最后还是饶恕他们，继续带领他们来到进入这个新的地方，就是今天的以色列地。
In the midst of the rebellion, they forgot their God, and then they even built they built altar to worship what was it, golden
yeah
a golden calf
yeah. That's right. 那神还是饶恕他们。
But the Lord still forgave them.
我就在想，我们基督徒其实也是蒙受这么多的恩典，是不是
？I think as Christians, we also have been received as much of the forgiveness.
我们本来生命没有意义，我们就像罪人，活着常常在自己罪的劳苦里头。但神有一天光照我们，让我们看到人生的意义，也承认我们是罪人。神也赦免我们的罪，还赐我们永生，给我们希望、盼望。我们是何等，这神是这么的慈爱。
Without Christ, we are like sinners living aimlessly, and yet with Christ, God gives us hope.
然后在我们的人生道路，我们有时候还是继续犯罪、犯错，但神一再的赦免，因为耶稣已经替我们流血，所以一再的赦免我们。
As sinners, we continue even to make mistakes and sin, but because through the blood of Jesus Christ, we've been forgiven.
神从来不会撇弃我们，圣经告诉我们。
God will never abandon us according to the word of God.
并且他答应我们最后的结局就是永生，就是跟他永远同在。
And God promises eternal life into the very end.
上帝的赦罪的爱给我们的盼望，这些恩典我们有时候却没有去定睛思想，我们忘记主的好处了。
Oftentimes we forget the Lord, His goodness to us, even when He's continued to show His kindness on a daily basis.
难怪在旧约他提醒我们常常要用感恩的心，要知道他是谁。
In the Psalm 100, it reminds us how we should be thankful.
旧约诗篇一百篇这样讲：当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。为什么？因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
So here's Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. Verse 5. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations.
当我们不能感恩的时候，想想主的好处，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱真的存到永远，他的信实达到万代。
Verse 5 reminds us, even though sometimes we may even forget his goodness, here reminds us again, for the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, his faithfulness to all generations.
所以这群以色列忘记耶和华的好处。
These Israelites forget the goodness of our Jehovah Lord.
让我们不要忘记我们这位主耶稣是这么的好。
Let's not forget how good Jesus is to us.
第二个，他们为什么不能感恩，为什么抱怨呢？因为他们开始彼此影响了。
Secondly, how come they start to complain? Because they start to affect one another, influence one another.
弟兄姐妹，你知道一个家庭里头，一个教会里头，一个公司里，如果有一些人抱怨、不感恩，慢慢影响到整体的气氛的。
Do you know within your family, at your workplace, and even at church, if you start complaining, you can start affecting one another.
我的女儿很喜欢抱怨。
My daughter likes to complain. Okay, I hope she's not here.
快四十岁了啊！啊，她上帝也祝福她，但她每天啊就打电话给师母。哎呀，今天这个孙女又怎么样了？今天这个这个丈夫又怎么样？今天公司又怎么样了
？Okay, I think I'm leaking out some secrets. But my daughter will call on my wife and complains about family, work, and children. Yeah, etc.
他真的会影响的，你知道吗？真的会。
And what she says might have affected my family member.
所以呢，我就跟师母讲，有时候哎呀，不要再跟他讲了，挂掉电话，挂掉电话。
I told my wife, don't talk to your daughter anymore, or our daughter.
所以我就提醒他，真的不要抱怨啊，你一定要想到啊，你是谁，你很神有恩典。虽然我们的环境是不顺利，虽然有时候我们也没有按照我们心。但想想主的好处，因为会彼此影响的。
I like to remind my own family members, do not complain, because we can affect one another and affect our hearts toward our God.
在一起想想神的喜乐，想想神的祝福，数算恩典，我们在困难中会喜乐起来，会至少有力量的啊。
If we count our blessing, even in the midst of our difficulty, we can still rejoice.
你看第四节给我们一个这个真理在这里。他们说中间的闲杂人，你们知道谁是闲杂人吗？
In the verse 4 it says the rebels, who are the rebels?
对，闲杂人不是没有工作，这里讲的是因为当初以色列人本来在埃及当奴隶，因为他们曾经是饥荒到那边避难，后来他们很努力，以色列人是很努力的，哇，他们人越长越多，很兴旺，所以他们在埃及的时候虽然是异族人，许多那个被埃及那时候是中东的大国嘛，很多那种什么伊索比亚什么非洲，我现在很多到那边寄居，他们也说我要当以色列人，所以他们就成为归入以色列人，他们把它叫闲杂人。
Okay, what described here, the rebels were not the original Israelite, but the people who joined them when they fled Egypt.
他们说自动归入以色列的外族人。
Yeah, they were actually non-Israelites, and then
他们当然不了解上帝在以色列的历史里头怎么样眷顾他们，借着他们的先祖亚伯拉罕，你们都知道啊，还有他摩西，还有借着他们虽然在当中生活，但他们不认识神的好处，这就是闲杂人。
The rebels describe people who did not recognize the goodness of a Jehovah Lord who rescued the Israelites.
但是你看他们，因为他们不认识神，他们把别的东西看得比上帝更可爱、更宝贵、更可以信任，所以他们贪欲嘛，贪婪。他们贪婪就开始影响下面谁啊？以色列人。中文圣经没有写得很清楚，就是说，因为他们的抱怨，他们贪婪，因此以色列也跟着就哭起来，就抱怨起来了。
Because of the complaints of these rebels among them, and that affected the Israelites, and they all cried out to complain.
以色列人是知道上帝的好处，怎么样拯救他们，但因为他们周间这群不认识上帝抱怨，他们也跟着抱怨起来了。
We can start to complain when people like start complaining among us, just like the Israelite, forgetting the goodness of the Lord.
不感恩抱怨的心态，真的会影响我们的家人。
Being ungrateful and not counting our blessing, we are affecting others.
做太太的，你常常抱怨，你的丈夫有一天也抱怨回去，整个家就抱怨起来了。
For example, if the wives complain to the husband, and the husband complain to the wife, and there's no ending to this complaint.
对，如果我们常常抱怨我们的儿女都不讲赞美的话，不讲鼓励的话，不讲感恩的话，慢慢他长大，他也是一个抱怨的人，真的很重要。
If we always complain to our children, they may grow up to become a complaining person too.
所以难怪圣经教导我们要常常讲正面造就人的话，造就人就是感恩赞美的话，真的很重要。
We should continue to edify one another with positive and grateful words.
对我们的儿女，尤其在小的时候，我们要常常讲正面鼓励的话，赞美的话，不是说不好也乱赞美啊，假装赞美，真实的啊，他真的是有很多好处，对不对？不好的我们更正，但我们不能只是抱怨，从不讲造就他的话。
To our children, of course, I'm not saying you always say they're good when they make mistakes, but we need to have a positive attitude and continue to help them to be thankful.
夫妻之间也一样。
And among the husband and wife, the same.
教会也一样，弟兄姐妹们，我们要数算。虽然我们教会不完美，但是每次昨天我们教会的感恩见证会，我看到一些弟兄姐妹数算，他观察到弟兄姐妹的爱心的这种主动的帮助的这种牺牲，他们感恩，这真是一个好现象。
Praise the Lord. We're not a perfect church, but last night at our sharing the testimonies on a Thanksgiving evening, I heard that many brothers and sisters, they are grateful for brothers and sisters who are loving toward them.
对，真的是好。第三个呢，这里我们看到一个为什么以色列变成一个抱怨的，虽然上帝拯救恩典这么多，第三个因为他们选择性的回忆。
It says partial recollection is like a selective memory of the goodness of the Lord. Yeah.
你看他说我们记得，现在没有在旷野吃玛拿，上帝每天从天上降下玛拿，等一下我要解释玛拿给他们吃，结果他们呢现在忘记，因为吃酒吃宴了。他说我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼。也可以有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱蒜。
Even the Lord gave them manna every day, fresh manna, but they still remember they crave whatever they had back in Egypt.
你看，他们只记得在埃及有的啊，那时候有鱼啊。其实你知道，在埃及吃鱼是次等公民，因为古代呢啊，吃肉啊是比较高等，因为他们是奴隶嘛，只能吃鱼的。他们不知道，他们想到。有鱼，有蔬菜，有黄瓜，他们就只想到这个好处。
According to Pastor Jay's observation, back then, actually meat was more high end of the quality. Fish was really for the lower end slaves. And but yet they still missed it. And they thought
你看他们忘记他们本来是奴隶啊。
They really forgot they were slave back in.
当然嘛，奴隶当然不必花钱也可以得到。你本来就应该去打鱼，打鱼来送给法老，你自己留一点吃。本来就这样，奴隶本来就应该种菜，然后送给埃及的贵族。当然他不必花钱就有，他只想到有那些忘记他们本来是奴隶，选择性的回忆。
Yeah, when they said that we didn't have to spend cost us anything, actually they worked for it. They just didn't have to buy it. Yeah.
他们选择性的忘记说，当初他们在埃及的时候，当他们开始丰富起来，埃及的法老王就没有安全感，就说他们生出来的长子都把他丢到河流，因为怕他们人越来越多，不能统治他们。
When they complain in the desert, they forgot how the Pharaoh start killing their children because they were thriving.
我觉得我们常常有时候也会这样，碰到困难的时候，我们选择性原来有的，却忘记我们。
I think we also do the same thing. When we have gotten blessing from the Lord, we selectively forget them and always remember what we did not have.
对我们这群从国外来这里念书后来就业的，我们常常碰到不顺利，我们会说：“哎呀，现在怎么不好不好？”但我没有想到，我当初来的时候是穷学生啊，最后自己还结婚，还有孩子，还有妻子，还有孙辈，还有房子住。我们有没有感恩？
For us as an immigrant church here, most of us come all the way from far away countries, and we know we have hardships, but have we been grateful for the things that we have today?
所以圣经说我们要数算主的恩典，就是这个意思。
And the Bible says we need to count our blessings.
我们再想一想这个恩典，上帝给我们 赦罪的恩典，他的慈爱，他这么爱我们，然后他给我们永生，绝对不会撇弃我们。我们有想到这些喜乐、平安跟盼望。
We need to really rejoice because the redeeming love of Jesus Christ, and in, through Him we have hope.
我们会不会想到说，即使在百般的困难中，圣经应许说，我绝对神耶稣主耶稣，我不撇弃你，永远不会撇。我们有没有想到这些？
In the midst of your difficulty or challenges, do you think that God, His word says, I will never abandon you or forsake you?
然后他们以色列人都忘了，他说我只记得埃及那个，忘记他当初不好的。
And yet the Israelites, in the midst of their, just remembering whatever they had eaten before, they forget the goodness of the Lord rescued them from Egypt.
并且他甚至忘记在旷野沙漠里头不能耕种，也什么都没有水，但上帝却每天奇迹是给他们经验神迹，那是更大的喜乐。不是靠自己努力，是上帝主动照顾，这是神慈爱的一个印证。他们也故意忘记。
In the many years they were in desert, they couldn't really plant anything and no water, and yet the Lord fed them with food and water, sustaining them.
最后一点，为什么他们不感恩？他们会抱怨，因为他们过度的夸张困难。
Why they could not be thankful? Because they also exaggerated their problem.
你看这第六节说，现在我们的心血枯竭了。哇，他讲得很严重啊。他每天上帝给他们马拿，对不对？给他们水喝，也不必做油，但他们说只是没有肉吃啊，吃鱼想到没有肉吃，然后他们就说只是马拿，然后说我会枯竭，心血枯竭，有没有过度夸张啊？
Even though they were strengthened by God with manna and water out from the rock, but they said in verse 6, if you look at it, it says, but now our strength has dried up.And there's nothing at all but this manna to look at. They miss their meat.
其实他们的夸张很过分，你知道吗？他们说只有马拿，其实不只是马拿。上帝除了每天早上清晨降下马拿，有旷野的水啊，借着磐石里头打开就有水给他们喝以外，其实他们有一个，他们其实有肉还不用吃鱼，因为他们出埃及带了很多怎么样，牛羊。
Oh, they did actually have meat because they brought with them cattle.
但是因为困难的时候，人没有信心的时候，人忘记上帝的好处，不愿意信靠神，就想的都是坏的，想的是极端，说我们现在心血枯竭了。
And they said, now all our strength are dried up because they forget. They always think about what they had before.
其实呢，玛拿也不是不好。
Actually, manna is a pretty good food.
你知道上帝给他们玛拿不是只是无味啊，不是食物之味。
Actually, manna is not tasteless.
第七节第八节我们没有读，但我们仔细看一下，你可以看马拉其实是有味道的。
In the book of Numbers verse 7, 8, perhaps 9, it described what manna is.
看看第七节，他说这马拉好像什么样，珍珠、你知道食物要好吃，不只是味道好，还要好看、你看你有没有去过这个西餐厅吃饭呢、你去过米其林的餐厅吃过饭没有？哇，他们都是摆设好漂亮，你看了就觉得已经天下的大祝福了，还没有吃就是哦、I live like a king， 我活着像国王一样啊，是不是这样？我每次去这个西餐厅那个摆设，我已经很满足了，我就觉得很被祝福。其实我还没有吃，后来吃也没什么嘛，哎，可是那个样子看起来你就已经很满足了，你知道吗？
Manna actually was very shape, very appetizing. It was like a coriander seed, an appearance like that of the.
然后你再看后面一节，他把马拉收起来，用磨像面粉磨一磨以后，滋味好像新油啊，这什么意思？他说有一点像那个面包烤的是用橄榄油这样烤出来。弟兄姐妹，橄榄油是最健康的油，味道特别好，你知道吗
？When they gathered the manna and milled it, actually it tastes like.Olive oil?
Yes, okay. the flavor. 你们吃过橄榄面包蘸橄榄油没有？
Have you ever tasted bread dipped in olive oil?
你到西餐吃，我特别喜欢。我吃了喜欢以后，我家里都买一个上级的橄榄油。有时候我去 Costco 就买那个面包 dip 那个橄榄油，正货。
Pastor Jay likes to dip his bread in olive oil.
哎呀，太好吃了。
He said so tasty.
哎呀，你不能再吃，你已经有 pre-diabetic， 就是你有。这个糖尿病初期症，你还给我吃面包吃这么多？
I think that I should not eat that much bread, but anyway.
并且我喜欢吃到的，因为那个 Costco 东西特别便宜，他每次买了五块钱两条大的面包，但两条根本不能吃那么多，吃了不健康。还是买，还是买，因为实在舍不得不吃。
I go to Costco and I get lots of bread, but you know, I still finish it up even though I shouldn't eat that much.
师母也不准我吃太多，所以通常吃半条，其他都发霉就丢掉了。
When I couldn't finish all of the breads, they all got moldy, so I had to throw them away.
但是我还是觉得很满意。
But I'm still happy with just bread and olive oil.
这个面包，那个是什么面包？皮很厚的哈，那可是剥开以后蘸那个橄榄油，那味道真是好。
So now Pastor Jay thinks that manna tastes like olive bread dipped in olive oil.
你看，神给他们的玛拿不是不好，每天吃起来不必工作降下来，然后呢，吃起来像。橄榄油蘸过的面包很好吃，他们也有牛羊，但他们夸张了，他们夸张，他我们只有马呢，没有你们牛羊这么多，随便宰一只，你也一个月宰一只，你也可以吃得很不错，但他们夸张问题。
So Israel complained the situation of their plight. They think that they have nothing to eat, but they have manna, they have cattle that they can eat.
我觉得真的是这样，在我的日常生活经验，我发觉很多弟兄姐妹是这样子。
I do realize that even myself, when I'm not in such a bad situation, I really imagine it worse.
我就想的最坏。然后呢，我有时候探望弟兄姐妹，他孩子成绩拿个 B plus A minus， 哎，糟糕了，以后要回家蹲了。
Even sometimes brothers and sisters come to me and saying, "Oh gosh, my children are having B plus, and that's a really a disaster."
他说将来他会回家蹲，就是将来毕业又没有工作，一定会回家赖在家里。他想的都是最坏的。
They always worry about their children that they're going to be jobless, they might end up at home forever.
有时候，丈夫的工作只是稍微不好，糟糕了，一定要被 lay off 了，惨了。
Or maybe if the husband come home and tell the wife, "Oh, I could be laid off. I'm going to be jobless."
其实现在的社会裁员也不是不好，真的裁员，对不对
？Actually, being laid off sometimes not a bad thing.
真的，弟兄姐妹，你要信靠神。当你被裁员的时候，可能上帝在给你预备一条新的路，让你重新再找一个方向或发挥一个新的才能。没有什么，因为在美国也有救济金、失业救济金，不要担心过度。
Maybe.When one has been laid off, a guy's opening a different door for you, so we shouldn't really worry too much.
孩子成绩不是你想象说一定要全部 A, 但是你这仔细看一下这个世界，这个 Bill Gates 有没有 straight A 啊？他大学有没有毕业 ？Microsoft 那个老板，他好像没有念完大学嘛，对不对？他现在世界首富，对不对？这不一定嘛。
So when we think about there people who are successful out there may not have straight A's in their lives, so we shouldn't really worry about our children in such a way.
这个 Tesla 那个老板叫什么 ？Elon Musk， 他好像也没有把博士念完嘛。
I'm thinking about Tesla.
Elon Musk， 他博士没有念完。
The founder of Tesla didn't even finish his degree.
我念完博士，我还比他穷不了多少。所以不能这样讲，不能过度夸张，弟兄姐妹们，高高兴兴的感恩喜乐。
So we shouldn't really exaggerate our situations, and we should be thankful for what we have.
这就是这段经文，上帝提醒我们，为什么我们常常成为抱怨，成为神儿女，忘记为什么？因为我们第一个复习一下，因为我们常常怎么样，忘记耶和华主耶稣的什么样？好处
We forget God's goodness, first of all.
第二个，我们怎么样
？Secondly,
我们常常呢彼此影响。
We influence one another negatively.
第三个呢，
Third,
我们常常选择性的怎么样回忆
？We have selective respond to God.
我们没有忘记信靠神，我们过度夸张这个困难。
We forget about our God and we exaggerate our problem.
让我们记得。
Let's remember.
但是如果我的讲道只是结束在这个负面，那我觉得不完全。
If we end our sermon note on this negative note,
我要给你们一个正面的秘密。
I want to give you a positive tips to how we can arise.
你看这些以色列人，他说我们只有每天吃玛拿呢，很枯燥，玛拿每天枯燥玛拿。
The Israelites complained they had manna every day.
但这里有一个秘密，真正的玛拿是谁？我问大家。如果你懂新约，真正旧约上帝从天上降玛拿来帮助他们，真正今天我们去认识玛拿是谁？耶稣基督。
Who is the true manna today? Jesus Christ himself.
在约翰新约约翰福音第六章，耶稣说：“我才是那真正天上降下的粮。”他说：“旧约你们的祖宗每天吃天上降的玛拿，其实在暗示你的有一天上帝天上降下谁做我们的粮？他的儿子耶稣基督做我们生命的粮。”
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He is truly our food, our manna today."
再没有的爱，你所需要人生再活的爱，再没有比耶稣的爱更伟大。你需要这个。
There's no love greater than the love of Jesus.
你需要的接纳，人家的肯定，人的接纳肯定会过去。只有耶稣对你，不管你是怎么样，你这个罪，我就是把你看成像我的爱的儿女，这么爱，完全的接纳你，没有比耶稣更宝贵。
No matter how other people treat us, Jesus, his complete acceptance to you and to me.
你要有真正的盼望，这世上你喜欢的东西会过，有一个真正不会失去的盼望，就是耶稣基督。给你的盼望永生。
There is a hope that will never come to pass. Is the hope in Jesus, eternal life.
这就是耶稣他讲，我才是真正天上的粮。
Jesus says, I'm the true manna.
感谢神，我们今天基督徒找到了耶稣。
We thank the Lord today. We as Christian, we have found Jesus Christ.
但是大家注意到一个问题没有？这些以色列人他们说，玛拿好枯燥。
But the Israelites says, manna is tasteless.
今天很多基督徒常常也觉得耶稣很枯燥的。
Maybe as Christian, you feel like Jesus is tasteless.
他应该是我们生命的粮，真正的满足的地方。但我们有时候并没有这样子。
Jesus should be the bread of life. He should be the full comfort and satisfaction. But we sometimes don't feel it.
我们怎么样能够成为感恩的人？我们要渴慕耶稣。
How can we be grateful? We need to continue to seek Jesus.
我们要真的让耶稣成为我们生命的粮。
We need to allow Jesus to become the bread of life.
借着我们每天的亲近的思想，他借着圣经，借着我们的祷告，借着弟兄姐妹彼此的提醒，让耶稣真的活在我们生命的我们的满足。
Through prayers, through fellowship, through our own meditation, His word, that we can be satisfied in Jesus only.
所以刚刚所讲那个四个问题就没有了。
And all those four problems we describe in the book of Numbers should disappear.
愿主耶稣真的成为我们生命的粮，我们的真玛拿。
Because Jesus become our bread of life.
那我们真的会成为一个感恩的人。
And we can truly be a thankful person.
我们生命会蒙福。
And our life will be blessed.
好，我们低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们慈爱的天父，我们的主，我们真是要谢谢你。历世历代，你都在拯救人。你借着拯救以色列人，就是要给我们一个榜样，怎么样靠着神。靠着主耶稣，我们才能够得到一种平安、丰盛、有力量、感恩、常常喜乐、有力量，并且向你的生命。我们谢谢你，你不只借着旧约圣经这本书，当初民数记以色列人的问题再度光照我们，你甚至于今天让我们新约看到你才是真正主耶稣，你是生命的粮。我们今天愿意这个信息常常摆在我们心中。我们愿意成为感恩的人，让我们成为影响我们周遭产生正能量的人。我们希望因为信你，不只是脑筋信你，我们要生命上更加从你得到蒙福，得到力量、喜乐、平安、力量与爱。我们愿意你成为我们生命的粮。愿我们当中还没有信你的朋友，也借着今天我们十位受洗归入主的名下的人，能够明白主耶稣基督的好处。愿他们有一天也能够成为你的儿女。我这样祷告，靠我主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。